September 12th, Majed El Shafi.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Majed El Shafi founded One Free World International, an organization devoted to supporting and speaking for persecuted people around the globe. He works to persuade world leaders to change the way they treat Christians, women, and other minorities. Today's story takes place back when Majed still lived in Egypt. He had converted to Christianity, and the persecution hit him fast and furious. Because he was from a prominent legal and political family, Majed tried to work within the Egyptian system to reform the country's human rights policies. But because he was a Christian, he would not turn over the names of the other Christians. As a result, when Majed was 22, he was arrested, tortured, and condemned to death. Wait until you hear what happened next.
Godly defiance may bring persecution. Be strong. When Egyptian police broke into Majed's home, dragged him to the police station, and demanded the names of his co-workers, Majed refused to tell them. With others, Majed had founded two underground churches, a Bible school, a small clinic, and a newspaper. And he had exposed the injustices against religious minorities. He wasn't about to reveal anybody's name. They sent him to Abu Zabel prison, known as Hell on Earth, and it almost killed him. For 7 days, officers systematically scalded and questioned Majed. When he still didn't talk, the officers said they would bring in the dogs, and not just any dogs, German shepherds, trained to maim and mutilate. Majed cried out to God, "Please let me die before morning." But the next morning, the sickening smell of sweat and blood hung in the air like a slaughterhouse. Trembling, Majed backed himself into a corner, squatted low, and covered his face with his hands. The cell door opened, and three huge, panting dogs entered the cell. "Attack," an officer commanded. Majed waited, breathless. But nothing happened. He slowly uncovered his face. He was shocked to see the dogs sitting motionless and looking at him. Astonished, the officers made excuses. Something was wrong. The dogs must be sick. Quickly, the prison officers sent in three more German shepherds. "Attack," an officer commanded. Majed waited. Instead of attacking him, one of the dogs licked Majed's face. In frustration, the officers took the dogs and left Majed alone. He knew God had delivered him. The following day, an officer promised Majed anything he wanted in exchange for cooperation. "Sounds good," Majed said, "but I need to eat first." So they served him Egyptian shish kebab. Afterward, Majed explained he could provide the name of his leader, but the rest of the Christians were too many to recall. "He knows all of our names," he said. "I'm only a servant." "Well, who is he?" the officer demanded. "Jesus Christ. If you can catch him, catch him." The officer knocked Majed across the room and then sent him to be crucified. They sliced his shoulder to the bone and poured in lemon and salt. They tied him to a wooden cross, and he hung upside down more than 2 days and blacked out. He later awoke in a hospital. They accused Majed of trying to start a revolution, trying to change the state religion, and worshiping and loving Jesus Christ. He told the judge, "If loving Christ and if worshiping him is a crime, I am guilty as charged, Your Honor." He was placed under house arrest and sentenced to die in 4 days. What really hurt was that it was his own uncle who had asked for the death penalty. But a group of armed Christians showed up at Majed's home, kidnapped him, and fought off police. They sped him to Alexandria. "You must leave the country," they told him. "You can no longer stay in Egypt." Majed hid with a Bedouin family in a port city, and he kept a close watch on the border patrols on the sea. Finally, Majed stole a jet ski and crossed a narrow stretch of the Red Sea. He knew Israeli and Egyptian patrols wouldn't crossfire, so he evaded Egyptian gunfire by maneuvering between them. He surrendered to the Israeli authorities, and they protected him until he obtained political asylum in Canada. Daniel chapter 6, 16 through 21. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near to the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions." And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. Be encouraged today that when persecution comes, God is your defender. If loving Christ were a crime, would you be found guilty as charged? Godly defiance may bring persecution. Be strong.
Hey, 365 Christian Men, my name is Mike Mott. Today is September 12th, and I'm coming to you from Jerusalem, Israel. Majid El-Shafi's story today reminds us that those who call on the name of Jesus, that follow after Jesus and proclaim him as Lord over their lives, will be persecuted. This is nothing new. We've seen it from the beginning of Jesus' life here on earth. Those who call on Jesus are persecuted, are tortured, and killed. Still to today, hundreds, if not thousands, are martyred every year because they proclaim that Jesus is the Lord over their lives. God's word gives us some perspective on this. It says, Jesus says to us in Matthew, "Blessed are those who are persecuted." James says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life." Peter says to us, "But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed." In God's economy, persecution in the life of a believer means a blessing. It's hard for us to grasp and to understand, but Paul gives us some perspective in 2 Timothy. He says, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Those are hard words. The Message version says it this way: anyone who wants to live all out for God, all out for Jesus, is in for a lot of trouble, and there's just no way around it. And this is a challenge for us today, guys. When we look at the history of Christianity, we look at what happened in Majid El-Shafi's life, and if we look at what's happening in the world around us today, if I'm being honest, we're not too far away from a day and a time where men and women who call on the name of Jesus, they will be sidelined. They will lose their rights and their privileges. They will be jailed, tortured, and many will be killed. This is the history of Christianity. This is what the word shows us. And this is what God promises us. And I'm not saying that to be dramatic, but rather this is our challenge for us today, guys. If we wait until the day of challenge and trial and persecution in our lives, it's going to be too late. Today is the day that we begin to ask God to steal our spirits, to fill us with the power and the authority of Jesus in our lives, to fill us with the grit of the Holy Spirit, so that in the day of persecution and trial and suffering, we will be able to stand strong for the name of Jesus. And then as God looks at that suffering in our lives, as we're being persecuted for doing what's right, he sees and he smells the sweet fragrance of his Son, Jesus, the sacrifice of all mankind, for all mankind, to give us life and eternal salvation in God. And that's our challenge today, guys. God bless you and have a great day.